Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Britain's press watchdog said Monday it had received a record 21,000 complaints about a newspaper column on the death of Boyzone singer Stephen Gately, after critics used Twitter to brand the article homophobic and insensitive. Gately died October the 10th, age 33, while vacationing on the Spanish island of Mallorca. An autopsy found that he had died of natural causes from a pulmonary edema, or fluid in the lungs. Daily Mail columnist Jan Moir wrote in a column on Friday that Gately's death was not by any yardstick a natural one, and said he died in sleazy circumstances. She had noted that Gately, who came out publicly as gay in 1999, had been to a tavern and invited a young Bulgarian man back to his apartment the night before he died. Moir concluded that under the carpus of glittering hedonistic celebrity, the ooze of a very different and more dangerous lifestyle has seeped out for all to see. Ending of quote. Anger at the column swept social networking site Twitter soon after Moir's piece appeared on the paper's website. Actor Stephen Fry urged his 860,000 Twitter followers to contact the Press Complaints Commission. Other prominent tweeters followed suit and provided links to the commission's website. Advertisers, including retail chains Marks and Spencer, asked to have their ads removed from the Mail webpage carrying Moir's column. In a blog post Monday, Fry called Moir's column an epically ill-judged piece of gutter journalism. Moir defended her article, claiming suggestions of homophobia were mischievous and suggesting the backlash was a heavily orchestrated internet campaign. The commission said Monday it had received by far the highest number of complaints ever about a single article. It said it would write to the newspaper seeking a response before deciding whether to take further action. Under the British media's self-regulatory system, newspapers are bound to adhere to the commission's code of practice, which includes commitments to accuracy, respect for privacy, and avoiding pejorative reference to an individual's race, color, religion, or disability. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.